Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
We've talked recently about debit cards and credit cards, and nowadays how people often don't even bother using cash except for the most trivial of transactions. But interestingly enough, the question is, when you go and use your card, how often do you double check to make sure that the math is correct on the receipt you get when you buy something? And, you know, a lot of times I'll admit that I'm scanning stuff, or I'm going through the line where someone else is scanning my stuff, and I don't pay a real close attention to make sure every single thing rang up perfectly. But a story out of Cincinnati, sent to me by Steve, by the way, is a cautionary tale, as we say. Kroger charges customer $12,000 for oranges and causes his bank account to go haywire. This is from WCPO ABC9 out of Cincinnati. John Matarese wrote the story. Now, he says, we've all been grocery shopping when something rang up wrong, and usually it's just cents, but maybe even a dollar, but not $12,000. Chase Dillingham loves to use Kroger's online grocery pickup, and that is until recently when he discovered the monstrous overcharge and then his checking account going into the negative, causing all kinds of things to bounce there. Dillingham said, we noticed that some of our bills were not being paid out of our checking account, so I checked and noticed that the charge for our pickup order was over $12,000. Now, here's the thing. He does the thing where he places his order online, pays for it online, goes there, parks in one of the marked parking spots, lets them know he's there. Somebody brings the stuff out to him, presumably hands him the receipt, and then he drives home with his stuff, and the person goes back inside and fills the next order. You'd think somebody in that transaction, not just the customer, would notice that the receipt says $12,000 for groceries. That should have been a red flag for somebody. So when I said earlier that occasionally I admit I don't watch every single thing get scanned, apparently nobody does. So Dillingham looked at the receipt then and found he'd purchased oranges, and the oranges were $4,099 a piece. That's $4,000.99 a piece. And he bought three of them. So three oranges, $4,000 a piece, $12,000 and change. Okay, you know, they're oranges. They're good for you. Vitamin C. Now, the entire transaction was digital, as you might guess. And so Dillingham never saw the total amount before he picked up his order, and the amount was then immediately charged to his debit card. Now, here's the thing. I'll admit, I don't use the Kroger app. I do like Kroger as a store. I go there from time to time. But when you do the order online, it doesn't show you what the estimated cost is going to be. I would assume they would do that. But I guess maybe some of the items might not be in, so they might wait till it gets picked and processed to then do it. But even so, if someone is shopping in the store and an orange rings up at $4,000, of course they wouldn't pay for that. But here the problem is that they had his debit card and he had enough money in his account to cover the $12,000 orange purchase. So he went back to the store, and he said a manager did apologize and then began the refund process. And this is one of those things. Banks and stores, they can take your money in a fraction of a second, but to refund it to you takes time. And I've told stories before about how one time I had a bank make a mistake in their favor against me. I went in and told them about it. They said, oh, it's going to take 30 days. And I go, it took 30 seconds to make the mistake. Why doesn't it take 30 seconds to fix? The guy just goes, well, that's how it is. Well, I got it faster in 30 days. But the point is that they started the refund process. And so WCPO 9 contacted Kroger, whose spokesperson said from their media relations department, they found that this is an isolated systematic issue. Upon learning of the error, Kroger store leadership met with the customer to process the refund back the account used to make the purchase. Kroger also made a donation to the Shepherd's Crook, a West Chester nonprofit that the customer frequently volunteers with as a courtesy for the troubles experienced with the order. We will continue to monitor to ensure this does not happen again. Now, here's the question. Did the man actually say, make a donation to charity? Or did they actually offer him money and he said, oh, give it to charity? I'm curious about that, because somebody's going to notice if I don't say this, and they'll still put it. is that when Kroger gives the money to charity, they get a tax deduction. So it actually does benefit them to give the money to charity. So how to protect yourself, of course, is you would look at your receipt when you buy something. Now, there is a subhead here that says how to protect yourself. Let's see if there's anything else in here besides look at your receipt. Dillingham said he will always look at his order carefully before using pickup. His advice to others is if you're getting a pickup order, make sure you get the digital receipt because you don't get a paper receipt. There's also one more reminder of the extra protection credit cards provide versus a debit card. With a credit card, you can dispute any wild or fraudulent charge before it affects your bank account. With debit, it hits your account immediately, and a wrong charge can easily cause an overdraft. Finally, Dillingham suggests you watch what you eat. He said, unfortunately, my daughter ate one of those oranges. It was the most expensive orange in the history of the world. And he's joking, of course. So watch those receipts carefully and don't waste your money. Now, the second punchline I'm going to tell you is that apparently Scripps Media has registered the trademark Don't Waste Your Money. And they've also got the domain name don'twasteyourmoney.com. And the idea that they've trademarked Don't Waste Your Money, which is a common phrase that people have been saying for hundreds of years, if not thousands, going back to Old English probably when you said it with different words, but they sounded similar. They have trademarked Don't Waste Your Money. And the question is whether they could actually enforce that trademark. I guess it depends on what they used it in conjunction with. Because here it just says they've registered the trademark and they have a website, don'twasteyourmoney.com. Obviously, you can say don't waste your money all day long. You can give it to people as advice. You probably just can't run an advice column on the television using that title, I guess. But the question is how enforceable that is. The problem, of course, is that anybody can register anything. And quite often things get registered and accepted for registration that are borderline goofy. And we've heard some very, very crazy ones lately. But yeah, don'twasteyourmoney.com is the website. And Don't Waste Your Money is a registered trademark of Scripps Media. But the bigger issue here, of course, is the man who goes in and he gets the groceries, doesn't look at the digital receipt, takes it home, checks start bouncing, and discovers that he was charged $12,000 for three oranges. Okay, $12,000. And what's bizarre about this is that Michigan used to have a law called the Michigan Item Pricing Act. And the Item Pricing Act was a very, very popular law. And it had all kinds of things that merchants had to do, including putting prices on things. Call us crazy, but we'd like to know what the price is on something. And a couple of years ago, one of the administrations in Lansing got that law repealed. And they did it at the behest of some big businesses who said, this law is going to destroy us. Despite the fact the law had been around for decades. And one of the things about the Michigan Item Pricing Act, though, was that it required them to make sure the scanners were accurate. And if the scanners weren't accurate, the attorney general from the state could come in and get them. But also, if they misscanned something of yours and you caught them, you could make them pay a bounty on that. And it might only be a couple bucks, but the point is that you could get this. And I actually used it a couple times, and other people who did as well. But the weird part is now in Michigan, you go into a store, and I, for a while, was taking photographs of these things as a joke, but I stopped because it was wasting electrons on my phone. But you can find items in the store where there's two different prices on the exact same item, and there's one item sitting on a shelf. And it says $3.99, $4.99. Which is it? Now, I understand many stores, for your convenience, three aisles over will have a scanner. You can walk over and scan the item and find out what it's going to scan for. But most people don't do that. And back in the day, when they required you to actually put price tags on most items, and I know some people right now are going, Steve, what if I'm a hardware store and I sell nails? And I've got a barrel full of nails. Do I really have to go in and put a price tag on every single one? No. I told you the law is in the books for decades. And so they had worked out solutions for problems like that, where you have a barrel full of items that are identical. You could put a price tag on the barrel and say, nails in this barrel cost so many cents per. Okay? You can do that. But when I walk over to the shelf and this widget is sitting there, and there's a couple widgets, and the price says it could be $3.99, could be $4.99, could be $5.99. They're too lazy to remove the old prices when they put up the new ones. I don't know what the price is. Yes, again, I could go scan it. And yes, again, I can carry it up the front counter. And when they scan it, I can go, you know something? I was hoping it was $3.99 because that's what the shelf said. But just scan it for $5.99 because that's also what the shelf said. And so I actually think it's bad for the merchants. But apparently they've done the math and they think it's good for them to have this kind of weird pricing flux where we don't know what the prices always are. And so it's very strange because when I started my law practice, the Item Pricing Act was enforced. It got abolished and now all bets are off. And so I do know that in the 1970s, we had a very, very popular attorney general named Frank Kelly. And Frank Kelly had teams from his attorney general's office go in from time to time and do spot checks. They'd literally just go into a store and buy 100 items. And they'd scan them all. And they'd find a dozen of them were mismarked. And they'd go up, you know, go back in and say, hey guys, just to let you know, we're from the AG's office. We just discovered that you had all this stuff mismarked. And they'd make them fix it. Or they'd say, if you don't fix it, we're going to fine you. And there were some stores that were horrifically inaccurate. They didn't care. They didn't care until they got caught. Well, now the law no longer allows for that. The law no longer enforces that particular portion of what they used to do. So do you think the situation's gotten better or worse over time? I'm going to leave that question there rhetorically. Because if I tell you what I think, I'm going to have people say, no, Steve, you're wrong. So I'm asking the question. Back in the day, they were required to make sure the item rang up for the price that was on the shelf. Now there's no law requiring them to do that. Do you think it's gotten better or worse as far as accuracy goes? That's a rhetorical question. You can answer it to yourself silently in your own head. You can put the answer below in the comments to the video. But we all know the answer to that. We all know the answer to that. So meanwhile, out of Cincinnati, WCPO ABC9 and John Matarese wrote the story. Steve sent it to me. Kroger charges customer $12,000 for oranges, which causes things in his bank account to bounce. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. You can't conquer a mountain, but it may conquer you.